What if the food you serve your family was not properly tested before it got to your dinner table? You and your family could experience severe stomach discomfort, major gastrointestinal distress, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, dehydration, and even death. In other words, you could get food poisoning. Having a food testing regulatory body in the country ensures that the food you eat is monitored and the best practices are applied to ensure that it is fit for consumption. The internationally recognized Veterinary Services Division, VSD, of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is a regulatory body for food testing in Jamaica.
We are designated by government and accepted internationally as a gatekeeper for animal disease and the health of animals. We do this by safeguarding the life of stock industry. We also do this by facilitating trade. We improve public health. And we also help to keep disease out of Jamaica.
Technical manager in the Veterinary Services Division, Dr. Winthrop Marsden. Jamaica's laboratories, equipped to conduct tests to detect and prevent food poisoning or any other illnesses caused by contaminated food, are rated among the best in the region. Dr. Marsden, who is also senior veterinary officer, says food safety is a priority of the government. Work done by the Veterinary Services Diagnostic Laboratory, VSDL, at the Ministry meets international standards and is ISO 17025 certified. The VSDL performs food health and disease checks, veterinary drug residue tests, and contaminant surveillance of animal products and all foods of animal origin, among other tasks.
The world is looking for more products to be tested. They want to make sure it is safe. And for Jamaica to export their products as well as for local consumption, we have to increase the technology. And therefore, the diagnostic lab at the Veterinary Services Division have to move with such technology.
The National Residue Monitoring Program at the VSDL also addresses drug residue and contaminants in foods. The program covers testing of local and imported aquaculture, honey and livestock products such as chicken, pork, goat meat, beef and milk. It also includes inspection and monitoring of processing facilities and production areas.
Contaminants and residue monitor is a very important component of food safety program. Every country must have such a program to protect its citizens.
Dr. Marsden says having a sound testing facility increases trade and the confidence of the international community in the country's ability to provide safe food. Microbiology analyst at the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, Dion Price, says scientific food testing is critical because an individual's sight, taste, and smell cannot provide all the information needed to assess the safety of foods. Mrs. Price points out that, like the analyses done at the Agriculture Ministry, the BSJ microbiological testing helps manufacturers to produce quality products, ensuring that its processes are satisfactory.
Pathogens like E. coli, salmonella, and listeria do not come with warning labels. So what has to happen is that we have to test it in order to detect it. And we have to use good manufacturing practices and processes in order to eliminate it from our food.
Canned products are checked to ensure that they are commercially sterile. This means that the processing applied to the food must achieve the desired result, the inability of bacteria to grow. Sauces are also checked for yeast to ensure the products will not spoil before they reach consumers overseas. Mrs. Price adds that products such as pimento, teas, ginger, and lobsters that are slated for export are routinely screened for pathogens.
Because, you know, everybody wants a taste of Jamaica, but we also have to protect brand Jamaica. In order to do that, we have to sell quality products. And quality products can only be had if we've tested it and certified it.
Microbiology analyst at the BSJ, Dion Price.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica. The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.